There are signs that the U.S. government may soon increase funding for AIDS treatment programs in developing nations. AIDS experts estimate that $3 to $5 billion a year are needed to get potentially life-saving drugs to all who need them. Under international pressure, drug companies are offering new discounts for developing nations. The Bush administration is talking about increased assistance, and support is building among Republicans in Congress. Senator Bill Frist, a Tennessee Republican and heart transplant surgeon, is chairman of the Foreign Relations Subcommittee on African Affairs.
I believe we have a moral obligation, a truly moral obligation, to be able to do everything possible to have these drugs travel to these countries at as low a price as possible. It is absolutely critical in whatever we do and how we approach it that we preserve the research and development, the innovation potential, because we don't yet have a cure for HIV/AIDS.
And there's some urgency for acting immediately.
Well, you know, over 20 years, 57 million men, women, and children worldwide have been infected with AIDS, and 15,000 are infected newly every day. 22 million people have died. 3 million people died last year alone just in Africa. 13 million children have been orphaned. That's going to reach 40 million by the year 2010. So clearly this is a huge pandemic, a global health humanitarian, economic, and political problem that we must address today.
There have been reports that the Bush administration is considering sending up to $2 billion for AIDS-related treatment for Africa. Is that something you support?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I am pushing hard for increased financial support by not just the United States of America, but by countries worldwide. Currently, there's about $500 million being spent in Africa on HIV/AIDS. It is estimated that at least $3 billion a year is needed for appropriate prevention and care programs in Africa, and that excludes the cost of the medicines themselves. So there is a huge gap in terms of what the need is and the appropriate funding. Let me say, though, very quickly that we in the United States have tripled our commitment to funding through international AIDS programs this year. We're spending about $460 million, so we've tripled our commitment since 1999. But we're going to have to go much, much further.
It sounds like, from what you say, the $2 billion isn't enough.
Well, $2 billion is not enough, but it is a start. And I think the things that we are doing in the U.S. government is to push the G8 to embrace debt relief in exchange for health programs for HIV/AIDS control. But again, we're going to need a lot more as we go forward.
Would you say the U.S. has been slow in responding?
Well, the U.S. has demonstrated international leadership. I think that we're going to have to do more. We're going to have to use the great power of our government, the power of our foreign relations, the power of this administration to talk to other leaders, to talk to other ministers of health, to work out through various trade agreements the appropriate opportunities in order to have low cost for the drugs that are sent overseas, but at the same time protect the patent rights, to protect the intellectual property rights, because if they're not protected, we will never see the appropriate research and development for that ultimate cure.
What support is there in Congress for sending such a large amount of money to Africa when there are so many health insurance needs in the United States?
Well, you know, people say, why? Why do we look abroad? If you can look abroad for the economic reasons, if you look at a country like South Africa, the impact of HIV/AIDS in that one country alone will lower its gross domestic product by 17%, costing that fragile economy, a incipient democracy where the principles of freedom, of justice are just taking root, is going to cost that fragile economy $22 billion. From a moral standpoint, we're going to have 13 million children already having been orphaned. That number is going to increase to 40 million by the year 2010. I believe you will see, because this pandemic is truly a global health, humanitarian, economic, developmental, and political problem that has no modern precedent, that you will see increasing support by the United States Congress, by constituents across the country, and by this administration in addressing this AIDS-HIV challenge.
Very good, Senator. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Good to be with you.
Senator Bill Frist is a Republican from Tennessee.